Book 1 Chapter 1 The air smelled of burnt rubber. That was the first thing that Smita Agarwal noticed as she stepped out of the cool, rarefied air of the airport and into the warm, still Mumbai night. The next instant, she recoiled as the sound hit her. The low rumble of 1,000 human voices, punctured by occasional barks of laughter and shrill police whistles. She gaped at the sight of the wall of people standing behind the metal barriers, waiting for their relatives to emerge. She wondered if the old Indian custom of entire families converging to drop off travelers still prevailed in 2018. But before she could complete the thought, she felt her throat burn from the smell of exhaust fumes and her eardrums thrum from the blare of the cars just beyond the waiting crowd. Smita stood still for a moment, cowering just a bit. She traveled more days of the year than not, her foreign correspondent job taking her around the globe, and yet, barely a few seconds into India and already the country was overwhelming her, making her feel as if she had been hit by a force of nature, a tornado maybe, or a tsunami that swept away everything in its path. Her eyes fluttered shut for a moment, and she again heard the lap of the waves in the Maldives, the paradise she'd left hours earlier. In that moment, she hated all the weird confluence of events that had brought her to the one place she had spent her entire adult life avoiding. The fact that she'd happened to be on vacation so close to India when Shannon had desperately needed her help, that Shannon's contact had procured her a 6-month tourist visa in a matter of hours. Now, she wished his effort had failed. Get a grip, Smita thought, echoing the stern talking to she'd given herself during the flight. Remember, Shannon is a dear friend. A memory of Shannon making Papa smile during the dark days following Mummy's funeral flashed through her head. She forced herself to cast the image aside while peering through the mob, hoping to spot the driver that Shannon had sent. A man stared back at her brazenly and pursed his lips in a suggestive pout. She looked away, scanning the crowd for someone holding a sign with her name on it, while reaching for her cell phone to call Shannon. But before she found her phone, she saw him. A tall man in a blue shirt, holding up a cardboard sign emblazoned with her name. Relieved, she walked over to him. Hi, she said, from across the metal barrier. I'm Smita. He looked at her, blinking, confusion on his face. You speak English? She said sharply, realizing that she had asked him the question in that language, but her Hindi was rusty, and she felt self-conscious using it. The man spoke at last, in perfect English. You're Smita Agarwal? He said, glancing at his sign. But you were not supposed to get here until... The plane was early? What? Yeah, I guess so, a little bit. She looked at him, wanting to ask where the car was, wanting to get out of the airport and into the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel at Apollo Bandar, where she hoped a long, hot shower and a comfortable bed awaited her. But he continued staring at her, and her annoyance rose. So, shall we go? She asked. He snapped to attention. Yes, yes, sorry, sure, please. Come around this way. He motioned for her to walk toward a gap in the barricades. She passed the boisterous, squealing reunions that were occurring around her, the profusion of kisses bestowed on the faces and heads of teenagers by middle-aged women, the extravagant bear hugs with which grown men greeted one another. She looked away, not wanting to lose track of her driver, as he pushed his way through the crowd toward an opening. On the other side, he reached for her carry-on suitcase, then looked around, puzzled. Where's the rest of your luggage? She shrugged. This is it. Only one bag? Yep, and my backpack. He shook his head. What is it? Nothing, he said as they resumed walking. It's just that... Shannon.